Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1634, Rehoboth Beach Film Society.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a MR medium density residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County. For land lying at the northwest corner of Painter Lane and Truett Avenue within Truett's Midway Development, which is south of Route 24 and west of Route 1, to be located on 11,033 square feet, more or less. For the benefit of the record, on March 3rd, the office received a copy of an exhibit pamphlet. All the commission members have copies. It includes information about the Rehoboth Beach Film Society, tax map and zoning map, photos of the building and adjacent property, aerial photos of the area, and a proposed Rehoboth Beach Film Society deed with use restrictions. Is it again a part of the record? We received from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report making reference to this application that a traffic impact study is not recommended. The present level of service of Route 24 at this location is level of service D and will not change as a result of this application. We also received a letter from Department of Transportation making reference to the access and entrance to the site. That access to this site shall be from the existing entrance along Painter Lane. From the Sussex Conservation District and in the form of a memorandum, we are advised that this site contains one type of soil. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation upon completion of construction, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected, and that it may not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial photograph and a soils report and a reference to prime and important farmland. From the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, we have a memorandum received today making reference to this site, the location, the applicant, size of the parcel. The system design assumption for this site is one EDU per parcel. The project is in the County operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, being the West Rehoboth expansion area. They do state the wastewater capacity is not available for the project. The sewer planning study assumption for this parcel is one equivalent dwelling unit, reflecting residential parcels in a residential subdivision. The engineering department opposes this rezoning because of the potential for increased wastewater flow from commercial use. The proposed commercial zoning and commercial use is located on residential lands not previously identified for commercial use by planning and zoning. The proposed use does not conform to the comprehensive land use plan. Again, one EDU per parcel is the reasoning for capacity. They also state that the current system connection charge rate is $4,132 per EDU and provide the contact person and phone number. The location and size of laterals or connection points shall be determined by the county engineer. Parcel is served by one 6-inch sanitary sewer lateral. A lateral upgrade at the property owner's expense could be required. If the existing structure is to be removed, it must be properly disconnected, requiring a disconnect permit, disconnection by a licensed plumber for Sussex County and inspected by the county, again providing the same contact person and phone number. In conformity to the North Coastal Planning Area study or undertaking amendment would be required, and that a concept plan is not required. And that again was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. on when this application was first applied for in August, back in August of 07, forwarded a letter to the Office of State Planning Coordination in reference to the rezoning, since it's in an environmentally sensitive developing area, and did get a response back thanking for the opportunity to consider the above-mentioned rezoning and proposed construction project within the county. Although the standing memorandum of agreement between our offices would require the project to go through the PLUS process, our office, based upon discussion with the developer and members of our office, as well as the site review, this office feels the proposed project is in keeping with the adjacent proposed and existing land use activities and will not require the project to be seen by the PLUS process. And that was signed by Brian Hall. I would like to pass down copies of the survey of the property for your review. Excuse me. Also received a letter in support from Margaret LaFond on February 18th. And we received three letters in opposition to the application. One from Stacy and Randy Barrows, one from Thomas P. Mellon. One letter came by fax and one letter was the original, so it was just two. And that's all I have to check for.
All right, sir, we thank you. Before we get started, is there anyone here with a particular interest in this application this evening? I thought so. Okay. I don't know if the applicant intends to put any exhibits on display, but if they do, please feel free to get up and go take a closer look at them, because sometimes they're difficult to see. I just ask that you would do so quietly and that you do so without comment or discussion. With that, the chair recognizes Mr. Fuquay.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay, and I represent the applicant, the Rehoboth Beach Film Society. I don't have any exhibits that I'll be showing. It's mainly just going to be my presentation and any questions you have.
Right.
I think a lot of the people who are here tonight are very familiar with basically the facts of the application, and most of this is going to involve me explaining that to you. Seated with me here are Sue Early, who is the executive director of the Film Society, and Fritz Frank, who is the current president of the Society. And also in the audience are most of the members of the board of directors of the Film Society. Perhaps they could raise their hand just so we're familiar with where they are. As Mr. Lang stated, there was a pamphlet submitted which has some exhibits in there that I'll be referring to. As was stated, this is an application to rezone lots 42 and part of lot 43 in the Truitt's Midway development to B1 neighborhood business. The property is improved with an existing single-family residential structure. And that structure has been used as the administrative offices of the Rehoboth Beach Film Society since the summer of 2006. The requested rezoning will permit the Film Society to continue to operate its offices at this location. And I certainly want to say this is a bit of an unusual and unique situation. It is a situation that basically was self-created by the Film Society. The Film Society is very knowledgeable about independent films. They're not quite as knowledgeable about the existing Sussex County zoning ordinance, and that's kind of what leads us here tonight. They do want to apologize for getting themselves into the situation, but they have acted in good faith, and we're here tonight to try to find a remedy. I can best explain the application by basically addressing three things. First, I want to tell you who the Film Society is. I want to give you a history of how this application evolved. And then I want to explain in some detail what we are requesting and how we intend to limit our request so that it has no adverse impact on the neighboring property owners or to the community there. The Rehoboth Beach Film Society was formed in 1997 by a group of Sussex County residents who were interested in independent films and creating an opportunity in Sussex County to view independent movies. As you probably know, independent films are an alternative to the more well-known Hollywood studio productions. Independent films are not big-budget movies. They're not about superheroes. They're not about gratuitous violence or car chases or special effects. They're usually fairly intelligent movies about people, people's relationships, emotions, and life in general. The Society was formally established as a nonprofit Section 501c3 organization under the Internal Revenue Code, and today it has approximately 1,300 members. The staff and the board of directors are listed in Exhibit A of the exhibit book that I submitted to you. The Film Society's signature event is the Rehoboth Independent Film Festival, which is held each year in November at the movies at Midway. It was first held in November of 1998 and basically has been held every year since then. That event involves year-round planning. The film festival itself is held over a several-day period in November, which is, as you know, the shoulder season in the beach areas. This past year, the festival sold over 18,000 movie tickets, and the attendees have contributed significantly to the economic impact on numerous area businesses for lodging and food and shopping. In addition to the film festival, the Film Society operates the Art House Theater, which is actually theater number 14 at the movies at Midway. If you've been to that theater, it's one of the theaters within that establishment. That theater shows independent films, which would unlikely ever be shown on the peninsula if it wasn't for the Rehoboth Beach Film Society. The Society has monthly film screenings. It provides a children's film series and student film group. It sponsors an annual student film award. It sponsors summer outdoor films at the Bandstand in Rehoboth Beach and at Stango Park in Lewis. And it provides a variety of educational and community film initiatives in the area. In summary, it adds to the cultural and artistic fabric of our community. It's been successful since it was formed. It's well supported by the community and by residents of the area. Now, why are we seeking this rezoning request? In 2006, or thereabouts, the Film Society basically lost its lease on the office it was currently leasing at that time. And in fact, that building was demolished. And it was at least the second time that the Film Society had lost their lease. And as I said, the organization had grown over the years and they were looking for a more permanent location. The property at 107 Truitt Street was on the market. It had been on the market for some time. The site was inspected. It was deemed suitable for the use, which, as I said, is the administrative offices for the Film Society. This is not where movies are shown or things of that nature occur. It's basically just the administrative office. At that time, contact was made with the Planning and Zoning Office. It was explained to the representatives that a conditional use would be required in order to have the offices at that location. After that, the Film Society met with many of the property owners in the development, particularly on Truitt Avenue, to explain basically what the proposed use was, to explain that they would be seeking a conditional use. And it was certainly the impression that everyone who was spoken to was comfortable with what the Film Society was proposing. The Society made an offer, entered into a contract that was accepted. They did go on to actually settle and purchase the property and move their administrative offices into the structure. They did start the conditional use process by applying for a service level evaluation request from DelDOT, And as Mr. Lang stated, a plus review was waived by the State Planning Office. It was not required. Subsequently, when the society went to apply for a conditional use, they found out for the first time that conditional uses were not authorized in this zoning district because this development is zoned MR, medium density. And for reasons none of us know for sure, but conditional uses are available in the AR district, they are available in the GR district, but the conditional use is not available in an MR district. So since the conditional use option was not permitted, the only other option they had available to seek approval that would permit this use was to apply for B1 neighborhood business zoning, which, as you know, is the least intense district that would permit an office-type use. Now, I do want to stress whether this was a conditional use or whether it's a B1 zoning, as I'll be explaining, the proposed use is going to be exactly the same. And that use is the administrative office for the Rehoboth Beach Film Society. There is adequate parking on the site. There's a large driveway that can contain adequate parking. They are requesting one unlit sign with a maximum size of 6 square feet, which would just identify the Rehoboth Beach Film Society. And the residential appearance and character of the structure would be maintained in the manner that it currently exists. As I mentioned, the Film Society has been operating its office from this building since July 2006, for over 2 years. After they purchased the property, they did replace part of the roof. They have performed other maintenance and upkeep on the building. More improvements are planned. They've been held off pending this application being presented to the county. But the additional planned improvements include new siding on the building, replacing the windows, and removing an old shed that exists on the property. The Film Society believes it's been a good neighbor. They've kept a low profile in the community, and they've maintained a good relationship with its neighbors. The application tonight, again, due to the impossibility of seeking conditional use approval, requires us to seek the B1 neighborhood business zoning. The property itself is located at the corner of Painter and Truett Avenue in the Truett development. The development is an older traditional residential development, as I said, zoned MR medium density. And I'll refer to the exhibit book that I handed out. If you look through there, basically Exhibit B has a zoning map. And from that, you can see that the area that is located directly across Truett Avenue is zoned C1, general commercial. That area actually fronts on Route 1. There's several existing commercial uses located on those properties. And on the second zoning map I have there is a larger zoning map. It basically shows that the development itself is basically surrounded by C1 land. So there's considerable commercial uses and zoning located in the area. Exhibit C in the booklet that I gave out has pictures of the house, so you can see what the structure looks like. And obviously, these are recent pictures. It has a residential appearance. It looks like a residential house. There's also pictures in there showing the roof repairs that I mentioned that were done. And there's also views taken from the front yard that shows the commercial uses across the street, shows trucks parked there, shows outside storage, and some of the other activities. Exhibit D is some aerial photos, and again, just shows a bird's eye view of the nature of the area, and the development, the Truett development itself is somewhat of just a residential island in the middle of what is a predominantly commercial area. Now, with the existing commercial zoning and business use in front of the property, we believe that the proposed office use with B1 zoning is compatible with the area. However, we certainly recognize that many of the uses that would be permitted in a B1 zone would not be appropriate for this property. And we also certainly recognize that any building on the site should maintain a residential character and a residential appearance. These are concerns that that other residents in the area have, and we totally agree with those concerns. We're not, we certainly don't dispute that. And we recognize that that there are legitimate concerns. We wish we could ask you for a conditional use, and we wish that basically that use could be controlled by conditions. But as I already explained, B1 is our only option under the existing provisions of the zoning ordinance. So basically, that left us in a position where we had to get a little bit creative, and that's what gets us into a bit of a unique application. So what we've attempted to do is to make this B1 request as similar to a conditional use as possible. And in order to do that, what we basically are proposing and committing ourselves to is a voluntary private deed restriction to basically accomplish what a conditional use would accomplish through conditions. Now, I've included in Exhibit E of the pamphlet that I gave to you a proposed deed where the Film Society would be placing a restriction upon itself. And what I'm going to do, I want to read that for the benefit of the people who are here who may not have seen that. But basically, a private restriction, of course, is a restriction on the use of property that is enforceable and binding. And what we're proposing is to place four restrictions on the property. The first one would be as follows. The subject property shall be used exclusively as the administrative office of the Rehoboth Beach Film Society or use as a single-family residence. No other use of the property shall be permitted regardless of the zoning designation of the property under the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The second restriction, any building on the subject property shall maintain the style and appearance of a single-family residential structure. The third, one unlit sign not exceeding 6 square feet in size identifying the Rehoboth Beach Film Society shall be permitted. And the last restriction, which is very important, this restriction shall not be amended or modified without the written consent of a majority of the owners of lots in Truitt's Midway development, a plot of which is of record in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware, in Plot Book 1, page 209. So again, through the private restriction, what we're basically saying is the only thing this can be used for other than a single family residence is the office of the Rehoboth Beach Film Society, not a doctor's office, not a lawyer's office, nothing else, only this particular use. That the building on the site would maintain the appearance of a residential structure. And as I said, most importantly, this restriction cannot be changed, cannot be modified, cannot be done away with without the approval of a majority of the people who live in the development. I do want to comment, I wasn't aware of the county engineer's comments. They always usually come in about 4:30 on the day of the hearing, so we don't frequently get to see them unless we come over late to get them.
4:20,
okay, it was early today. The county engineer's comments are geared toward this being a B1 zoning, okay, and what they're saying is more EDUs would be required, etc. And again, just so you understand, from the restriction I read, it's going to be basically maintained as is. I would suspect this actually has less EDU impact than a single-family residence. The people in the office here do not bathe there. They don't take showers there. There's probably less water use than would be used in a residence. So basically, in conclusion, it's a unique situation. This is a not-for-profit organization that benefits the community. And although this is a B1 zoning request, it looks like, it acts like, and it restricts the use of the property in the same way that a conditional use request would restrict the property. There's There's no intention to change anything from the way the Film Society has operated at this site for the past 2 years. And with this very specific and very restrictive restriction placed on the property, we do not believe there'd be any precedent for any other rezonings or any precedent for any other type of business use established. The Film Society has been a good neighbor. They will continue to be a good neighbor. They kind of got themselves into this unusual situation that requires a unique solution. And we believe that this request for B1 zoning with the specific deed restriction, which I recited, is such a solution. And gentlemen, that is pretty much it. I do have one additional letter that was received. This is from Randy Barrows. I think Mr. Lank mentioned there was a letter in opposition from her, and this was a revised letter stating that she does not oppose this with the restriction that I recited to you, and I'll give that to Mr. Lank. Thanks, sir. John, if you have any questions for myself or Sue or Mr. Schrank, we will try to answer them.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, just one point of clarification, more for the commission. Just, I don't want the commission to think that there's no conditional uses in the MR zone. There are some, but they're really limited. It's beaches, cemeteries, marinas, multifamily dwellings, private clubs, public buildings, utilities, and swimming pools. I mean, there's a real short list of things. So it's more that, unless you fall into one of those specific categories, there's not a conditional use. And I guess what's more telling is, unlike the AR zone and some of the others, there's not that catch-all provision that talks about, you know, commercial business or residential uses where the benefits.
Right, and that's what I was referring to. The AR and the GR has the general provision for conditional uses that doesn't exist in the MR.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Fuqua, do you know the approximate square footage of the building?
I don't.
Mr. Lank, while they're looking for that, what's the parking requirement for a B1? With a building of this nature?
Would be based on square footage at 1 per 200 square feet per office space. And I have to know what the square footage of the building is for that portion used as office space. There could be some exceptions because you don't necessarily count decks, bathrooms, storage, et cetera, kitchen, just the office space. So we'd have to, it'd have to be all calculated.
The building itself is approximately 27.9 feet by 52.3.
27 plus 47 feet by.
That's not right. Because it's 46 on one side, and you add the other two together, you get 51.
Right, that doesn't. Doesn't calculate.
Well, this one.
Actually, the letter from Delta.
Ma'am, if you're going to testify, I need you to come up and give us your name and address, please.
Yeah, something's not right.
You're welcome to. I just need you to give your name and address. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is based on.
Right.
But I think I have a different service.
What I'm looking at that was submitted with the application is a Whitman or Wingate Eschenbach, and that's a GMB.
The dimensions, I would assume, are the same.
And approximately how many parking spots would you estimate that you have?
Sue, why don't you come on up for a second? If you can just identify yourself.
My name is Sue Early. My address is 38381 James A. Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. We have room for about 12 cars right now. Part of it's grass.
Part of it on the grass.
It's four rows. It's a very odd-shaped driveway. It's wider at the beginning, and then it narrows down towards the street.
Is this currently where you hold board meetings and the board of directors, or where would they meet?
We've met in various places. Library, upstairs screening room at Movies at Midway, top of a studio on 24.
Because my, you know, again, my concern, which might be shared by some of the residents, is what happens when you have a large group of people there, you know, in the building, whether it's a board meeting or a meeting in preparation for your film festival. What impact does that have on the neighbors in terms of people parking on the street and blocking the, you know, the safe travel on those narrow roads?
As I said, our board meetings are scheduled off-site, and in large committee meetings, we do the same. You know, we sometimes have like three or four cars in addition to the two staff cars there for a brief period of time. There is one heavy period the first day of festival ticket sales, but we're going to be changing to computerized online ticket sales, which will eliminate that traffic totally.
And since you've been in operation since 2006, are you aware of any complaints that have been made about your operations?
There was one complaint made right after we moved in because we had vehicles there helping, volunteers helping us paint and unload. The county did come and issued a citation and told us we needed to either cease operations or apply for a conditional use variance, which we had already started the process.
And I share with you, Mr. Fuqua, the creative way you've attempted to address the issue and concerns, and I guess mine's more of a comment than a question. Because I know typically I, as a commissioner, get concerned about starting a domino effect. And earlier this evening, we had an application before the commission that this commission actually had turned down the next-door neighbor, and council overruled us, and now we're into a domino effect of conditional uses along Route 9. And I would gather that would be one of my concerns about granting a change in zone in terms of starting that process of the domino. Mr. Robertson, I guess this is a question for you, sir. Are these deed restrictions, or is that enforceable or permissible?
Well, as you know, with the change in zone, the county does not have the ability to impose conditions.
Correct.
You know, certainly Mr. Fuqua has made that a part of his presentation, and if the, you know, the commission and council so chose, they could reference that in their findings of fact, but that's more of a private deed restriction between the applicant and the neighboring adjacent property owners. The county, I suppose, could take some action based upon the representations that were made, but it's not a condition like we'd have on a conditional use that the county could enforce in court or something like that.
Mr. Johnson, if I could add, the intent is, I've prepared the deed with the restriction, and the intent is to have that signed, and if county council does approve it, that deed will not be recorded later. It will be recorded immediately after approval. And unlike, not that regular business people aren't honest, but unlike a commercial activity, this organization is basically run by a board of directors. These are all very responsible people in the community. They're basically community leaders that are involved in many things, and we certainly wouldn't be representing that if there was any intent not to do that. That's certainly exactly what will be done immediately.
So I'm hearing you say that's something that would be filed prior to a request for a final site plan approval.
Yes, once the
if you're granted approval by the county council.
If the council rezones it, that deed will be recorded immediately as I've represented.
And as you're well aware, Mr. Fuqua, and the audience may not be, what oftentimes the commission has to struggle with is what is good land use planning rather than, and especially when we're dealing with change of zone. So it's not a matter of who's operating what is there, but is this an appropriate use of this property. So, Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions right now.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
Just a couple. The how many employees are there with this film society?
There are three employees in the building at one time. There's one position that is two part-time. They're not there at the same time. So it's three people in the building at once.
So that would be the general use of the building would consist of three people. Would there be any need for any commercial dumpsters or anything like that, or would the trash go out as regular?
It goes, our trash goes out in the end of the driveway just like the neighbors.
Okay. In Mr. Fuqua's condition, he conditioned an unlit sign. Where would that be? Would that be mounted right out in front of the yard, or?
It would be in the front of the yard that faces no residential homes. It faces the back of two commercial properties.
On Truitt Avenue.
Okay. All right, so it'd be around the corner.
And the only purpose of that is just to identify it, so if someone is coming there, they'll know where the Film Society is.
Okay. So other than that sign, the only commercial tip-off would be that sign. There's not going to be any additional lighting or...
No.
No, and that sign would not be lit either because we're out of there by 5 o'clock.
Okay. And then and the other condition is to keep it all, again, back to the resident. There wouldn't be any expansion of anything. It would be, it looked like a house. It is a house. It's just a house. Okay. And the hours of operation are just...
Generally 9 to 5. Sometimes one of us may come in an hour early for some quiet work time or stay a little bit later, but generally 9 to 5.
And the parking issue, did we get the number of cars that would be parked?
Not until we know the actual square footage of the office space.
Okay.
You don't take the whole building. You took the whole building, you extracted the deck and the porch, you come back 8.
8.
At the max. And that's not going to ask for the whole building. I didn't count the porch, and I didn't count the deck. Then you could deduct the kitchen, you could deduct the storage, the closet, the bathrooms, pretty much. It would probably come out to less.
No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, I believe I understand the application as a land use matter. I look forward to hearing from the public.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Link.
No questions.
Mr. Counts.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counsel.
No questions. Thanks.
All right, then. We thank you.
Thank you.
Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1634, Rehoboth Beach Film Society? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1634? Yes, sir. In the blue shirt, start with you. Clipboard for each hand. Clipboard for each hand.
Oh, yes, of course. My name is David Racine. I live at 114 Martin Lane, which is the end of one of the streets in the development. our development has been there for approximately 50 years. And we're a little unsure of the exact number. I think it's 23 or 24 properties. I believe here this evening we have 8 property owners are represented, all of who are opposed to this. I say they are opposed, but in addition to this, I have a petition that has been circulated to the owners. This petition contains the signatures of 17 property owners who are opposed to this change in zoning. And I understand from Mr. Lang that he actually has a couple more that are write-ins.
Did we have this? We have this in the file. The applicant, this petition.
No, we haven't had the petition yet.
Sir, you'll have to hand that up for it to become part of the record. Can we give it to Mr. Lang, please?
Yep.
I think
we
knew it was coming.
No problem.
David, to speak, could you move more toward one speaker for some reason?
I was picking them both up.
James.
Yeah, okay.
Because
they're pretty powerful.
Well, it's got to reach all over the world now that we're all doing that, so, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Lawrence. Yeah, my apologies. Here's
a couple who are also owners. Didn't get on our signature.
Okay, so we have 17 signatures on the petition, and you just provided Martin and Karen.
Yeah.
Ava or Bob, I can't quite read. Bob, excuse me. And a Jay Lipford. No, here's a Samuel Folson and Louise.
Folson's own two properties, actually.
There are actually more than 17 signatures on there,
okay.
But I've counted property owners.
All right, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The real difficulty with this is the change to a B1 zone in an MR district. As I said, we've been there 50 years. It's a very small, reclusive development, if you will. Problem is not with the way they have been operating. I don't think anyone's, as you said, I don't think anybody's objected so far to this. But the change to a B1 zone opens Pandora's box. You already have knowledge of one more who is going to ask for the same thing. And so we're opening the gate to allow more changes. It would change, to change those properties to B1 opens a lot of doors. Yes, the Film Society is willing to put lots of restrictions on, but they're not enforceable by the county. They are, I guess they're enforceable by deed restrictions if they choose to do that. But it would change the whole concept of what MR is. And it is all private residences at this time. So all I can say is that all the property owners and the majority of the property owners who have responded are opposed to this change, and not particularly to the Film Society.
I understand.
So you will probably hear from a couple of the owners as to their own personal feelings.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. Okay, you can be next.
My name's Janice Burns, and sorry, I live at one.
Closer to that one there.
Live at 106 Martin Lane. Sorry.
It's all right.
I haven't been there for 50 years, but I've been there for 14 years, and it's a very nice middle class neighborhood. We all work hard. We're responsible. We love the Rehoboth Film Beach Society, and they have been good neighbors. And I'd like to believe everything that they say, and I'd like to believe that it would all be enforceable and that it wouldn't affect the future, but I'm afraid that it would. First of all, you don't have spaces for 12.
Yeah, I need you
parking.
To kind of look at this.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I want to believe them, you know, that they'll take care of it and that they'll keep it the same and everything like that. My house is not a property, it's a home. And we have been commercialized right up to the boundaries of the neighborhood, and it's seriously affected our quality of life, the noise level, the pollution, the trash. All these businesses have not been accountable for themselves in that respect, and they've increased they've lessened our quality of life, basically. And like Dave said, I would just hate to see the door opened And I don't see why, I'm sure there's a good reason, but I don't see why we can't have the conditional use in the medium density with certain conditions. But anyway, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Opposition, okay.
Jane Jingling, 104 Painter Lane. Like they said, none of us really had any opposition against them being there. But there's only one question I wanted to ask about your...
Sir, you need to ask me, and then I want to find out,
like, they're going to put these restrictions against themselves, and the property will stay... it'll be zone B1, but they won't be able to do anything without the approval of the development. But how's it going to go back to MR once it's rezoned B1?
Well, it won't go back to MR.
Right. Can it be put back to MR?
Well, if the owner applied for that, he could apply, or the current owner of the property could apply for that.
So if the Film Society wants to sell or leave, if they would rezone it before they leave so that the person buying the property has to go with MR, that's probably the only way it can be done.
Well, perhaps what they have, what they're offering to do is to restrict the use to either their use, specific use, or for it to be used as a residence. As to whether the zoning would need to be changed back or not, I don't know, because once those restrictions are on the deed, they're on it.
In other words, it won't really matter if it's zone B1. As long as those restrictions are on there, if somebody buys it, they can't turn it into a pizza parlor.
That is my understanding, and I'll refer to our counsel to verify, deny, or expand upon that.
I'm sorry, I was looking at something in the code.
Question is if the deed restrictions are placed on there as they have been proffered by the applicant, is there any way that at some future time the property could be legally used for any other thing except for those things to which it is restricted in the deed?
Well, it sounds to me like it could if the chain of events happened where, you know, I think, as Mr. Fuqua explained, a majority of the people in Truett subdivision agreed to it.
That's the mechanism that they have included. Leaves any other use up to the majority of the residents of the Truett development. I'm going to let the applicant respond to this in a minute, but... Do you have any other questions?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. So, Mr. Fuqua, would you mind coming up, and you can be next, ma'am.
Yeah, just to address Mr. Jingling's question, obviously the restriction says just the Film Society or a single-family residence. So if it was sold to somebody else, unless they were the Film Society, the only thing it could be used for under the restriction would be a single-family residence. Although Mr. Jingling brings up a point that I just quite frankly hadn't thought about, But I certainly can add and put a restriction in there that if the Film Society ever sells it, they will have it, they'll seek rezoning back to MR before they sell it. I mean, that can be done too, which again, I don't think would change anything, but it could be done.
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Janice Jingling. I'm the other half that was just here. We own property, two houses. My worry is B1 being on a domino effect down the whole Truett Avenue. That is our entrance in. We already have trucks from the Bird Lady in our way. We have Millman's agency that uses our Truett Avenue. They do have cars occasionally parked all over the roads. They turn in other people's driveways. They do not have enough parking where they are today, okay? And we don't want the domino effect of the other five properties or six properties on Truett getting the same B1, because if you approve one, we're afraid the others are going to follow. And we've lived there for 45 years. And we own two homes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of your Thursday evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. But before you go, okay, there are a whole lot of you, and there's only about seven or eight of us up here. We have more business to transact. We're going to dive right into it. As soon as I say we're done, I'm going to ask you if you would please to get up quietly and go out in the lobby and talk, because there's just something about that getting up and the mouth just comes open. Everybody has to, I'm going to ask you to fight that natural inclination to do that, and do that out in the lobby. You've been a wonderfully cooperative and patient group. We thank you very much for being here, and we'll close the public hearing.